I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. In November 2009, a 35-year-old Denver man named Jesse Capen went into the Superstition Mountains outside Phoenix, Arizona, to search for the legendary Lost Dutchman's Mine. He was never seen again. Last week, his probable remains were found, wedged deeply into a crevice. I say probable because autopsy work must be done to make positive identification, but all signs point to this being Jesse Capen. Capen was obsessed with the Lost Dutchman's Mine. He owned 100 books on the subject, and in November 2009, he took a month-long vacation from his job at a Denver hotel to search for the mine. It was his third trip into the Superstition Mountains, and this time he was sure he would be successful. There are at least 62 distinct versions of the Lost Dutchman's Mine story, so if you're really interested, you have a lot of reading and research to do. But here's a rough start. In the 1840s, so the story goes, a Mexican family named Peralta was said to have discovered gold near Weaver's Needle in the Superstition Mountains. When the family was carrying gold they had mined there back to Mexico, they were ambushed by Apaches, and just two Peraltas survived. In the 1870s, a German immigrant got information from the Peraltas as to the location of the mine. The German, Jacob Waltz, was incorrectly called the Dutchman. There are records that show he prospected for gold in North Carolina, Georgia, and California before he arrived in Arizona in 1863. The Superstition Mountains are 40 miles east of Phoenix, and Phoenix is where Waltz brought the gold he had supposedly taken from his secret mine. Waltz may or may not have had a partner named Jacob Wisner or Jacob Weiser, who died mysteriously. One story said Wisner was killed by Apaches, another says he was killed by Waltz, and another says he never existed. Though there's plenty of argument from both sides, the odds are that there never was a Lost Dutchman's Mine. Carl von Mueller, probably the best-known and most respected treasure hunter of the last century, said, and I quote, "Hard Rock Hammond and I spent a fortune in time, effort, and expense and concluded that there never was a Lost Dutchman's Mine, that the Dutchman's gold came from a cache of high grade that he had secreted." Von Mueller's theory ties in nicely with another facet of the story. Some historians claim that Jacob Waltz worked for the Vulcan Mining Company and stole a lot of gold from the daily take of their diggers. They say the gold he brought into Phoenix was from the Vulcan mines, and that he made up the story of having his own secret mine to cover up the fact that the gold wasn't his. When Waltz died in 1891, he drew a crude map of his mine's location for Julia Thomas, the lady who tried unsuccessfully to nurse him back to health as he lay dying, and she spent every penny she had in a fruitless search for the mine. That was 120 years ago, and people are still hunting for the mine that probably never existed. And people have died, both from violence and from natural disaster. In 1931, an amateur treasure hunter named Adolf Ruth was found dead in the Superstitions with two bullet holes in his skull. In 1940, the headless remains of a prospector were found. In 2010, three gold hunters disappeared in the Superstitions, and a year later, their remains were found. And now Jesse Capen, a hotel employee from Denver, is added to the list of people who have lost their lives in the search for a legendary gold mine that probably never existed. One final point of grammar. If there was a mine, it should be called the Dutchman's Lost Mine, not the Lost Dutchman's Mine. Because Waltz was never lost, it was the mine that nobody can find now. For more articles about metal detecting and treasure hunting, and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.